Now, the NCLEX wants to test kind of how you think instead of what you know, that critical thinking component of being a nurse. And there's some key words, for example, in priority questions. So we'll help you identify those key words. So if you see a word like essential, first, initial, primary, what's most important, what's an early symptom, what's a late symptom, these are clues to let you know that this is a priority type of question. In assessment questions, you might see words like the nurse is going to check or monitor, recognize, identify, gather, collect, ascertain. These are terms that will help you identify that this is an assessment type of question. And then look at those key phrases. Most likely, least likely, most appropriate, best, immediately, on the day of, if you need to avoid something or further teaching is required. Some differences between the RN and the PN exam. One is the minimum number of questions that you need to pass. So for the RN exam, you could pass with receiving as little as 75 questions. For the PN exam, it's going to be a minimum of 85 questions. But they're more similar than they are different. They both test minimum safety standards. So remember, we talked about for the PN exam, there's an increase in safety and infection control content. So we want to make sure that we cover that well for you. The RN exam will have questions on teaching, questions on delegating. The PN exam will also talk about delegation. And the key is that these questions are going to be application and analysis questions. They're not going to be just based on knowledge and general content. So we're going to give you questions that are analysis and application so that you have more practice with those types of questions.